Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Marrero. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Connie Marrero. And now, play ball. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCuskey for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Simpson reaches third base with a triple. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to second. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball towards right. Jensen catches it and throws to first to double up Avila. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Marrero moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Marrero moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0-for-1 in the game. Grasso strikes out. Two outs. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila bunts towards third. Yost picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Yost. Avila moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn is hit by the pitch. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Marrero covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing first base. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Mickey Grasso. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marrero hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Keller now catching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.